listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Building with What You Have, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
Kachokolo is not the wealthiest school in the district, but it's down to each one of you to decide your own level of commitment.
Commitment!
The rains came late this year.
Malawi is preparing for a very long, hungry season.
What are you going to do? Anything new?
It's a pump.
Can you fix it?
Maybe. Mr. Kachigunda, when you turn the wheel on your bike, the light shines. How?
It's magnets.
I can bring water. I know how to do it.
We stay, we die.
No! With the electricity, we can plant in the dry season.
William Kamkwamba was just 14 years old when famine struck his home country of Malawi in eastern Africa in 2001. His family grew maize, or corn, and relied on the rain for a successful harvest. The crops failed that year, and Malawians suffered terrible hunger for months. William's family lived on one meal each day, a small bowl of nsima, a cornmeal porridge. William had long been interested in electrical devices. He repaired radios and cassette players for neighbors and was excited to be entering secondary school. Unfortunately, the famine meant his parents could no longer afford his school fees, and William had to leave school. He continued to read about physics and electronics, borrowing books from the village library. In one book, he read that a windmill could pump water or generate electricity. William realized that a windmill could solve several problems for his family. Using things he found in a junkyard, including a bicycle frame, a vehicle fan, lengths of pipe, William built a windmill that could power lights and charge cell phone batteries. After that success, he built a second windmill that powered a water pump, making irrigation possible on his family farm. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, published in 2009, was based on this true story. The film, based on the book, is available on Netflix and stars Chiwetel Ejiofor as William's father, Triwell, and Maxwell Simba as William. Regular readers of this column may remember Ejiofor as the star of 12 Years a Slave, which I reviewed in 2013. Teachers can use William's story a few different ways in their classrooms. For those who can partner with an English or language arts teacher, reading some or all of the book would be a great way to teach an interdisciplinary unit and give students an interesting nonfiction text to read. William's TED Talk is available online, which is short, to the point, and inspirational, and certainly worth showing to your class if you have only a short time to introduce a design challenge. For those with more class time, the film brings to life what life in Malawi is like in the early 21st century, and I think students should see that. Early in the film, William is told to wash up before dinner, and he uses just a couple of gallons of water, which he had to pull up from the well in a bucket, to bathe. There are almost no cars in the community. William and his father get around on a bicycle they share. His house does not have indoor plumbing, and all the labor for planting and sowing corn is done by hand. Most kids in the United States have not dealt with the hunger and deprivation that William endured, and I hope that seeing his innovative problem solving will inspire more kids to see the power of science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, thinking. The film shows William building a small prototype to test his concept, which is great modeling of the process real engineers use. By the end of the film, William's success with his windmills has garnered international attention. He received a scholarship to attend secondary school, and U.S. donors paid his college tuition at Dartmouth, where he earned a degree in environmental science in 2014. Teachers can use his TED Talk, his book, or the feature film to get students excited about an engineering design challenge or to support understanding of life in a very different part of the world.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.